That's the way the body is recorded. Sorry, that's the way the body is set up.
Yes.
And like that, the whole universe
Yes.
also has a system, a structure.
Yes.
And that by understanding that structure, knowing that structure, which is given to us in Veda. Veda means the instruction manual. Huh?
Yes, yes.
The manual that gives instruction about the whole creation, how
yes.
it's set up, what is our duties, how we can act for our ultimate benefit. All that is given in Veda, and if we can follow those science books, we can
yes.
be benefited in our life.
Yes, yes.
Somebody is ringing.
Yes.
My phone is ringing. 1 minute.
Sushen?
Yes, yes, Prabhuji.
So I'm connected because
yes,
I'm wireless
yes.
connection, so
yes.
sometimes the router is coming ups and downs, but
yes.
I'm connected.
Prabhuji, you send your article on this. You know, we are planning to bring one newsletter by, you know, this Janmashtami.
What's that?
So we want to put one of your article in that. So please bless us.
Okay, so as soon as Bhakti Madhava Puri Maharaj finishes some details, I
yes.
send to him for internet.
Yes.
So when it is finished, I can send to you with some illustration on Vedic cosmology. Is
yes.
that okay? You will see
yes.
the forum.
Yes. Yes,
from
yes.
Vedantan Science.
We want, Prabhuji,
okay.
one article from you, or like a month, small article, 1 month we are bringing, so you can also give one article.
Well, you can use this article that I'm talking about Vedic cosmology, by presenting in the Puri conference,
yes.
but with some reform.
Yes.
So Bhakti Madhava Puri, some assistant of him in New Jersey,
yes.
has tried to adapt that for internet, so as
yes.
soon as is completed, I can send to you, forward
yes.
to you, then you can publish in Vedanta.
Yes.
Forum
yes.
on Science and Vedanta.
Yes, yes.
So everybody is listening, Gaura Chandra, then Aji, that lady. Aji
yes.
is from China, right?
Yes. Aji Mataji?
She's disciple of Aji
no,
Mataji.
She's actually from like China background. She joined newly in the...
Acha. She's it. Disciple of
no, no.
Damodar?
No, no, she is actually new. She don't know anything about our...
Well,
know.
She is devotee also, so everybody is new here.
Yes, yes. So actually she wants some books of Prabhupada and in our, you know, Vedic, you know, literature. So I sent...
She is... Where she is living?
In China.
Ah, in China. In which city?
Mataji, which city? Hare Krishna, Aji Mataji, can you hear?
Aji Mataji? Are you all? She is listening.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, yeah. I live in Shanghai.
In Shanghai?
Shanghai.
Mm. Acha. So, is it difficult to speak Chinese, you know? Maybe you can get Sanskrit pretty quickly. So, she has some scientific background?
She studies statistics, I think. She works on statistics.
Statistics. Oh, very good. I'm a mathematician. So we have a group of good scientists.
Our Gorchandra from IIT Kharagpur and our Patel Prabhu from IIT Kharagpur. Our Patel Prabhu
Achha.
Is aerospace, he's Dr. Subhendu Narayan Patel. He got
oh, like Brayendra Kumar, yeah? Brayendra Kumar is also in that
yes,
field.
Yes, aerospace, yes. He's going to Italy shortly for his postdoctoral study.
Oh, very good.
From IIT.
So Bhakti Madhava Puri is going back from the telephone?
Maharaj is on the telephone, I think.
So I can say something in the meantime. He
yes,
was
yes.
speaking about the position
yes.
of Krishna, the Supreme yes. Scientist.
Yes.
So he was mentioned that famous verse from Brahma in the Brahma Sanhita, Isvara Parama Krishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha
yes.
Anadit Adir Govinda Sarva Karakaranam. So Swarup Dhamodar Maharaj, your Guru Maharaj, was usually often saying that Krishna is the supreme scientist. So
yes.
we are all scientists, but we came to Krishna consciousness because something is missing in the scientific understanding. As Mahatma Puri Maharaj was saying, that
yes.
sentient conscience, supreme consciousness can be attained only by method of reasoning. So science, material science, is dealing only with analysis of complexity by reasoning process.
Yes.
But there are not rasa there. Only in Krishna you can find supreme understanding.
Yes.
So this is something difficult for the scientists, the ordinary scientists to understand. So
yes.
that's why Srila Prabhupada or Guru Maharaj emphasized that Bhaktivedanta Institute should be
yes.
to present to the pious scientists, those who are friend to listen about Krishna consciousness, yes, to this high truth, this paradigm of theistic paradigm. That's why I'm presenting over the world my Vedic cosmology, you know, conference in that scope, presenting, yes, that behind everything there are supreme consciousness and Krishna is a supreme scientist. This is a very important point, as was, you know, yes, stated by Madhava Puri Maharaj, you know, it is, yes, very important.
Yes.
So I read yesterday from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Everybody is listening?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying about the different kinds of knowledge. He says that there are five types of knowledge. Sense knowledge, moral knowledge, knowledge of God, that means theology, knowledge of Brahman, and pure knowledge. So we are dealing with this last knowledge. Pure knowledge means absolute truth. Absolute truth means parabhidya. So we can present that Krishna consciousness in a scientific way,
yes,
but before we should be familiar with the scriptures, how we can present to the scientific community this high truth, Nishtran Dharma Paritrate, as they say in Bhagavad Gita. This high knowledge, they have also rasa.
Yes.
So Prabhupada creates Bhaktivedanta Institute with this purport, with the main purport to present to the scientists that life came from life, because they say that everything came from combination of molecular combination of chemicals.
Yes.
So we are trying to present the high paradigm according to Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam and the scripture. And this is the main goal of Bhaktivedanta Institute. That should be understood.
Yes.
Otherwise, we don't want to present something different, you know, from...
Yes.
From the material viewpoint, but we are presenting this high knowledge. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur say that these five types of knowledge, sense knowledge, moral knowledge, knowledge of God, knowledge of Brahman, and pure knowledge,
yes,
a very nice explanation in his book, Sri Chaitanya Siksamrita.
Yes.
He's saying, are you reading from that book? It's translated to English. Yeah, I get that book in Vrindavan. It's published in 2005.
Yes.
Years ago. Say, those living entities, I am reading that because they are very important point in relation with what is the real science and supreme,
yes,
science.
Yes.
They say, those living entities with senses can obtain sense knowledge.
Yes.
And then through the senses, the impression of the external world are carried to the brain through the nerves.
Yes.
Then the first function of the mind, the first is the internal sense, the mind. Is internal perception, you data from the external world. Then,
yes,
the mind,
yes,
function maintains the data in the memory.
Yes.
Then his third function, the mind, by combining and separating the data, then produce impression.
Yes.
And then the fourth function of the mind.
Yes. Yes. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Sometimes he has difficulty because,
yeah, hello.
Wireless,
hello. Yes.
Wireless connection.
Wireless connection. Yes, Maharaj.
Wireless connection, and that it, then it drops,
yes,
quite often.
Yes.
You can call him again.
Yes, Maharaj. I'm connecting him.
Hello.
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 Dandavat. Yes, our Vivek Prabhu also joined. Maharaj, actually our Vivek Prabhu,
yes,
and our Ram Sagar Prabhu, they are from Seoul. Vivek Prabhu,
okay,
can you listen? Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Yes. Dandavad.
Dandavad.
No, Hare Krishna.
Are any of these things connecting with you? Are you able to understand some of the things we are saying? Vivek and Ram Sagar?
Yeah. Hare Krishna.
Yes. Are these things of concern to you? I mean, are they understandable?
Yeah.
What we were talking about?
Yeah. Oh, yes. When I was talking in the meantime that you were speaking by telephone,
yes,
I was telling to the devotees and the Mataji some very important thing that you say about the supreme scientist. What is our main purpose to present to the academic community this theistic paradigm of the supreme scientist, which Krishna, that's why Prabhupada creates Bhaktivedanta Institute. So I was reading for Chaitanya Siksamrita, Bhaktivinoda Thakur,
yes,
one very important a paragraph according to the science in the line that you were speaking about, say that the fifth function of the mind is called reasoning. And by means of reasoning, the mind decides what the person should do and should not do. Mm-hmm. Then, so this faculty of reasoning, all material mental science has been developed. So this is a very important point that mentioned Bhaktivinoda Thakur, because all material science came from the process of reasoning, which is a process of the mind, classifies data and impression and again to the memory. But our theistic paradigm in Bhaktivinoda Institute, this is to reach the scientist to the high understanding of knowledge, which is the pure knowledge, the knowledge of Bhagavan, and is the knowledge of Rasa, and Krishna is the king of Rasa. So supreme scientist should be full of beauty also and sweetness. This is a very important point that they are not considering material science.
Hmm. Yes, everything is running on that principle of Akhila Rasamrita Murti. Akhila Rasamrita Murti means who is the form of uninterrupted bliss. That form of uninterrupted bliss is Krishna, and actually that is the principle that is governing the whole of reality. In other words, no one acts without getting some pleasure from it. Science is done because it gives some pleasure. It gives some pleasure to the scientist.
Yes.
And whatever is done in this world is done for that purpose only, to get some enjoyment.
Yes.
If one doesn't get enjoyment from what he is doing, and that even stands there for the insects, for the animals, for the fish in the sea,
yes.
Whatever they are doing, they are getting some pleasure out of it. Otherwise, if they were unhappy by their activities, they would not do it.
Yes.
They stop. That is the nature of reality. It is built upon that principle.
Yes.
See, so that
higher knowledge.
The ultimate understanding of what is driving everything and what everything is resting upon, that ultimately ends in rasa.
Science of happiness, Maharaj, very important. Science of happiness. Like we should know how to become happy.
Exactly. We are trying for that.
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
We are trying for that.
Yes.
We are trying for happiness.
Yes.
See? Because that is our ultimate nature, is to be ananda, part of our nature is to be happy. Ananda. Ananda means more than happy.
Yes.
That is eternal satisfaction, ananda.
Yes.
Not just mere happiness. Eternal satisfaction, eternal taste, eternal relishment of love. The highest relishment is love of God.
Yes.
Anyhow, so if everyone is looking for some kind of taste, some kind of rasa, that is their, because the whole reality is constructed on that principle.
Yes.
Because it is coming from Krishna. It's coming from Krishna.
It's very important, Maharaj.
No one can avoid that in their lives. No one can neglect that.
Yes.
And so to understand it at that deepest level, that what is driving everything, not only the knowledge, why are we trying to get knowledge? Why are we trying to get money? Why are we trying to get married? Why are we trying to get power? All those things are based on what the search for happiness, the search for eternal happiness, eternal bliss. Because that is our constitutional position, to seek that. And the only way that can actually be fulfilled is if we turn our attention to the reservoir of pleasure.
Yes.
Akhila Rasamrita Murti. The reservoir of all pleasure, that is called Krishna.
Yes.
Yeah.
Krishna has two meanings. Who is giving pleasure and who is taking pleasure. Krishna. That word.
You are quoting Jiva Goswami.
Yes, he gives enjoyment to the senses, Govinda, and he also is enjoying.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's not that it's a one-way street.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the hand, like I was saying, the hand is giving food to the stomach, to the mouth.
Yes.
And the stomach is enjoying, and the hand is enjoying.
Yes.
And the whole body is enjoying, actually.
Maharaj is a Rasika Vaishnava.
It's giving everything. One activity is giving everything. If we can find the source of that central point of our existence and serve that, then everything, the whole universe will become satisfied. Not only I will become satisfied, but everyone will become satisfied. That is the science of Krishna consciousness, and that is the science that the Veda teaches us. So what valuable scientific knowledge is there? Not only that we become happy by that activity, not only that our country becomes happy by that activity, but everyone, not only human beings, also animals, insects, whatever is there, trees, they all become happy by that activity.
Yes.
So what is that? Failure to study that science of real happiness, science of maximum happiness for all living entities. The failure to study that is a great sin, is our greatest shortcoming.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we want to emphasize the science. That's what we want to teach. We want to teach this, that this wonderful science of Krishna consciousness is there to benefit everyone, not only ourselves, but to benefit the whole of creation. Not only on this planet, but on all planets throughout the universe.
So, Maharaj, I want to ask one question.
Yes, Hare Krishna.
Vivek here. Actually, I had some problem in my mic, so now only I am able to like speak.
Okay, good. Yes. Okay. What do you have to say, Prabhu?
I have a question. Right now you just you said that real happiness. So I just want to understand a bit more about this. I mean, what is real happiness?
Yes. What is real happiness? Happiness can't be achieved, you see, by trying to serve yourself, self-aggrandizement, anything that is meant only for yourself or even for your extended self. You just try to think, whatever we try to do, let us say to make myself happy, or to make my family happy, or to make my country happy, my community, my country, like that. However much we try to have enjoyment on that provincial scale, we call it provincial interest, because it's only limited to a certain province is incorporated in our concept of selfish happiness. That's called immediate selfishness or extended selfishness. This all leads to ultimately frustration and unhappiness. Why? Because however much we extend ourselves, there's always something beyond it that is left out.
Yes.
And what that means is that what is left out is being exploited for that which is included. Yes. Understand?
Yeah.
We're always going to be exploiting whatever is outside of our provincial interest. Yes. And that exploited section is going to come to take back, counter whatever enjoyment we are searching for ourselves. They're going to come and try to take for themselves. And so they're going to give distress to us. Understand?
Yeah. So ultimately, more the knowledge we have, more we'll be unhappy, I think, because if I'm concentrated in some materialistic things, I'm happy, my family is happy. So if I don't know anything beyond that, should I do something for the humanity? Should I do? Should I search for God? If I don't know all these things, then I think I will be much more happy being concentrated in a small circle, which is a materialistic circle. So more I know about, more I know about the spirituality, more I know about the hidden truths, I think I will be more unhappy in that case, because I won't be able to reach till that point, till that knowledge point. So,
but the point is this. You can say, well, I'll ignore all that stuff and I'll just go about, trying to seek my own happiness. But the result is, you may ignore the reality. You may ignore the fact that other people are becoming unhappy by what you're doing. But they will come and attack you ultimately. Ultimately, you will not be peaceful. You may think, oh, I'm peaceful. I have my family. I have my job. I'm living nicely. Why I should worry about anyone else? Ultimately, the situation will come to destroy your happiness. because the rest of the world is there. They are not ignorant of what you're doing. And you are taking from them, and they will ultimately take from you. That's the law of nature. So you can't go on in ignorance. You can't go on in ignorance thinking that what I'm doing won't have any reaction. It will. So Krishna tells us that ultimately the only way we can get out of this problem of so-called happiness and distress is by surrendering to him. Well, what's that, Pashuta Satrapu?
No, I just listened to you carefully, but you know, this is a nice question that Prabhuji is asking, yes. That the real way to attain the real happiness is to connect with the source of happiness. And this source of happiness, as Maharaj was saying, is Krishna. Krishna is Aryananda, is the source of happiness. So this so-called provincial, you know, interest and to be pleased by the family, the nation, etc., there are a secondary, you know, items of happiness. The real function of the soul, the swadharma of the soul, is to be happy. We are full of knowledge, happiness, and satchitananda, and eternal. But if you don't know what is the real high happiness, the high taste, then you never be full happy. You know, you understand. So what is the secret? The secret is try to connect to the source of happiness. Ramananda is Krishna.
Prabhuji?
So as soon as you... Yes?
Prabhuji, actually, yes? Actually, most of us, we are trying to be happy in a temporary condition. Suppose, say, in this body, I have one nation and one parents, some, you know, relatives. But actually, when body is changed, new parents and new nation and new identity. So this is temporary identity. But actually, our real nature is we are eternal. So when we are away from our real nature, then we are having troubles. We are only searching for temporary happiness. We are not looking into the real, our real nature and real happiness. That's why actually we will collect some money and we'll be happy. We are trying to have, you know, like get married and be happy. Have more kids or more relatives or more, you know, like positions, we'll be happy. But in this way, we are searching for temporary happiness, like which is not our real nature. Soul is eternal.
Well, yes. That's why our real problem is avidya, ignorance, because yes. This is Maya.
Yes.
It's the function of Maya. Try to create an illusion in ourselves that we can find happiness in these different sources.
Yes.
So we can get one body after another body. The tatare hantara parakti vida stachanamujate. But all these problems will be finished when we know who we are eternally, when we attain our spiritual identity.
Yes.
We fix birth after birth, not matter in which body we are, then we fix in our real eternal identity.
Yes.
And that is the Krishna consciousness for.
Yes.
And by attaining that, we can do that only alone. We should follow those who have already that happiness and we have already that knowledge.
Yes.
So in our Krishna consciousness, a very important point is to follow the instruction of those who are perfect souls, the spiritual masters.
Yes.
Because the guru, the spiritual master, is able to take us from Maya and bring us to Krishna.
Yes.
And then we can find the real knowledge. Bhaktivedanta Institute is created by Prabhupada, by, you know, scientific, you know, devotees. But finally, everything came from, you know, chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Gradually, we can, this is the reservoir for rasa. So if we are getting, you know, temporary happiness by please fathers, you know, wife, then the politicians try to please the people, this is all temporary. We can go in the samsara cycle, you know.
Yes.
So how to get out of this?
Yes.
First, by knowledge. This is the problem, you know, the vidya. The real cause of ignorance is not have proper high knowledge. So this Bhaktivedanta Institute is to bring this scientific understanding. This is the main important thing. Otherwise, we can, you know, wandering in many universe, many forms of life.
Yes.
You know, there are nice mantra about that. Brahmanda Brahmita Koyim Bhagyavanjib.
Guru Krishna
Prashadi Bhakti Latavid. So this seed of bhakti in the heart is planting that by the spiritual master, who is a perfect soul, a liberated soul, eternal servant of Krishna. So it can connect out by Krishna, by Sambandha process. It's a very scientific process, you know.
Yes.
And faith is there. But then we can start, you know, feelings on happiness. Of course, there are different levels of happiness. But if you are, it's like when you are changing, you know, dirty water, and then gradually becomes pure. So we are in the process of purify ourselves, purify our souls. You know, the soul is pure in his natural condition. But as soon as we are sincere and taking that process of Krishna consciousness, we can experience happiness. Mm. And finally, the highest state of happiness is prema bhakti, love for Krishna. That's real happiness, because Krishna is the source of all happiness.
Yes.
So this requires a little like Vishuddhisattva was saying, higher knowledge.
Yes.
That what is that knowledge by of gaining happiness? It's not that it's impossible to get happy, to become happy. It is possible. Scriptures tell us that it is possible. That don't think that the chance of becoming eternal, blissful, and full of knowledge is just a dream.
Yes.
No, there is a real possibility of that, because the reality is created like that.
Yes.
Huh? Everyone is searching for happiness. Why? Is this whole creation merely meant to frustrate us?
Real nature is we are searching for happiness. That's the real nature.
Uh-huh. So it's not that this whole creation is merely meant to be a frustrating existence forever and ever.
Right? Maharaj,
we have a real possibility of getting to that place of that we are searching for.
Yes.
But that has to be done in a different way than the mentality we have adopted from what's called the materialistic perspective.
Yes.
And that is given in the scriptures, that not by trying to exploit the resources of material nature, but by taking upon ourselves a completely different attitude, the opposite attitude. Instead of the exploitive attitude, we want to take on the attitude of dedication, dedicating ourselves, devoting ourselves, sacrificing ourselves. And what is the result? As impossible as it may seem to us in our conditioned state, the result of sacrificing yourself, of serving the higher cause, the highest principle, is that we become happy. See, just the
Maharaj,
opposite of the material conception, yes?
Maharaj, I got your point. It's very much clear to me. But, I want to elaborate the situation. Like, as we know about it, that we are just playing a role on earth here. This is just sort of a play being organized by Krishna. And he have provided me some responsibilities, that I have some responsibilities for my father, mother, and brother, sister, and wife, and all. So, and the thing is that it's my role here. I mean, what I have to do. And now, being a human being, I don't think that in two different aspects somebody can concentrate fully. So, like, I got into a feeling that I need to search for the real happiness. And
yes.
I think, the more knowledge I develop, and I will be a bit more confused about it, and then I will go more further in that. Then again, I will go more further in that. Do some studies, more studies, more studies, more concentration. Then definitely at that point I will be losing some of my control from the responsibilities what Krishna have provided me for my family and for the humanity and maybe for other being. So if I look into this perspective, so in searching of that real happiness, I'm losing my main objective why Krishna have sent me here for, like, actually he's the only who is enjoying. I mean, he's looking and he's, people are playing out here a game. So he's looking everything. He wants that everybody play his role to the best. Now, if I get fully into the dedication of searching the real happiness, I will be losing that role which Krishna have provided me. So don't.
Yeah, but our final role is to serve Krishna.
No, wait a minute. Do you see, your problem is the same problem that Arjuna faced in the Bhagavad Gita.
Yes, yes.
Now, Krishna told Arjuna, he said, don't give up what you're doing. You are a kshatriya, you are a fighter, you don't have to give that up. I am not telling you to give anything up. I'm only telling you to do that as your duty, to perform those activities as your duty to me.
Yes.
You are my servant, and I have created these roles and these duties for you to carry out. You do it in that consciousness. Do it in the consciousness that I am the one, I am the master, and I am giving you these services to perform, and you are doing it on my request, on my behalf, on my order. Yes. That on my order is being given there. Your only purpose is to remember me and remember that I am in the controller position. I am in, it's for my enjoyment that you are doing those things, and therefore you are not permitted to stop. You can't stop that, those things. That is what I've given you to do, and you have to carry that out. The only thing that is wrong is that we are thinking that I am responsible for all these things. I am doing all these things on my own independently of Krishna.
Yes.
And then that's why we get all the reaction, that's why we get all the headaches, all the misery, is because of that, of the forgetfulness of Krishna who is behind the whole thing. That's what.
Yeah, this is a very important point that Maharaj is saying.
When you go to war, when the soldier has to go to fight in the war and he kills somebody, that's his job. Yes. His job is to kill others. And when he comes home, he gets our hero's welcome.
Yes.
But if you do the same killing when you come home and you kill your neighbor out of some angry, because you become angry with him, you become criminal. You're thrown in the prison house.
Yes.
You are killed by the government.
Yes.
The same killing is there. I killed in the war. I killed here. What is the difference? One time I become hero. Another time I become criminal. What's the difference? The difference
is
that
very important.
In one case you're doing it as a duty. One killing is for the duty of the government, duty as your citizen of your country.
Yes.
That's a higher universal cause is being served.
Yes.
And in the other case, it is for some provincial interest, some self-interest, and then you're being punished.
Yes.
And like that, if we perform our duty with that universal interest in mind, if our consciousness is filled with that interest to serve Krishna, to understand that Krishna is there, that he is the source of all of our activities here, that he is the source of enjoyment of all of our activities. And like that, with a detachment, they called it yukta vairagya.
Yes.
We remain in our duties, and yet we are detached from them because we understand that this is for the service of Krishna.
Yes.
Even in the case of the gopis.
Yes.
The gopis are married women. And they are doing their activities very nicely with their husbands and all that. But at the same time, they have an insatiable attraction to Krishna. And they're going at night to meet Krishna. And yet their husbands know nothing about that because they are so perfectly doing their service that they cannot understand that anything else is going on. That they feel themselves.
You are getting high topic, Maharaj.
the principle is there. The principle that I'm trying to make is there, that we must carry out our external activities as if they were the most important thing, and that no one will understand that there's anything else going on except them. Yes. And at the same time, we have our inner attachment to Krishna.
Yes.
That is the highest. That is the highest realization.
That's the clearer.
That's the highest realization.
Love of God. Actually, Maharaj. Actually, I was actually listening one Prabhupada's these things. Like the Krishna's, you know, who comes, who understand this, you know, like the real duty of what Krishna actually given us through the scriptures. Then he become more attentive in his, you know, like all other like material works, so that he will get, you know, sufficient like time to advance in, you know, Krishna consciousness, in engagement of services and things like that. He will be more like, you know, enthusiastic in such a way he does the things, so that, you know, he can be more and more, you know, giving time towards, you know, the spiritual advancement, Maharaj.
Yes.
It's very important that Vivek, the last that what Maharaj was saying is the key point, because all duty is final, as you can perform what you consider your role. But as Mara is saying, if you are doing that, taking in account that it is final for Krishna, it's like the position of Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita. Finally, say, Sarva Dharma Parijarya. This is the real Dharma, is to do that for Krishna. And the real essence of Bhagavad Gita teachings, you can find in this sloka, Man Mana Bhava Bhakto Mayi Namas Guru. Always you think in me and you do for me. So you change the direction of your consciousness in that way, then everything will be adjusted perfectly, you know. This is a very important thing, you know, because if you try to get Krishna by theoretical knowledge, you never get properly.
Yes.
As Maharaj was saying, even the gopis, they are married. No, but all of the gopis, they are married. There are also some gopis, young gopis, who are single. But, of course, this is high topic to discuss here, but Maharaj want to point out that even you are doing some role with family affairs, But when the gopis left, you know, the husbands, and they want to Raja dance with Krishna by calling up the flute of Krishna, that was the high principle, surrender to Krishna. Of course, this is high topics to discuss here, because as the kidnap of Sita by Ravana, he was not a real gopis. They left behind then a body with a Maya Deha. They was still in bed with the husbands, you know, but it was not the real, their Swarup Siddhi bodies. They were with Krishna. This is transcendental, you know, a reincarnation technology. But it's like that. The point is that the bottom line of all these things, so far I understood from the that wonderful words from Maharaj, is that not matter what we are doing, but you are doing that for Krishna. This is a high principle. Yes. And then you can find high happiness.
That's the, I think, the correct explanation of this thing. The service of Krishna for even the personal affairs, what we are doing, that also I think it's this.
Because we are in the condition, the state of condition. No, we are conditional souls. Yes. So we can pretend to get some direct connection with Krishna. Yes. So the way that Krishna is said all the things is that you need to go to Krishna through his representative. So that's why the role of a spiritual master is very important. So this process of bhakti is through the guru line, you know, guru parampara. Because we are contaminated. So even when we are doing puja for the deities, we are offering everything to the spiritual master, and because he is pure, he can offer to Krishna, and he is accepting. The Supreme Lord is accepting our offering. So we should do that in line with offering to his representative media, his transparent media, who is the guru. So the process is, we are not independent, we are in the line of the spiritual master, because the spiritual masters follow his spiritual master, and finally the real guru is Krishna. But we are not pure to offer directly to Krishna. That's why he said the parampara system, you know. It is very important, no? Evam paramparam prapkami man rayar sadubrihu sakale neha mahata yoga nasta parantapa. This system of yoga, bhakti yoga, is coming down through. That's why sometimes our scientists don't understand properly that we are not independent. We are trying to follow the acharyas. And in that way, we can connect with the real, you know, high knowledge. This is a very important point.
Prabhuji, actually I was listening one lecture of our Gaur Govind Goswami Maharaj. So he was telling, that, you know, like this house I'm staying is the actually house of Krishna. So the wife, she is a servant of Krishna, Dasi, Krishna Dasi. And the husband is servant of Krishna, like Krishna Das. And son is servant of, you know, Krishna, Krishna Das. So actually, if we look in that consciousness, then that is correct. But actually, sometimes if somebody trains like that, this is my house, this is my husband, my wife, my kid, then actually, if I say somebody's property is my property, then actually police will bind me. The similarly, Maya binds us.
Yes, correct. That's the way that Govind Maharaj has seen the family affairs. But 99% of the people, they are not looking that way.
Yes.
Maharaj?
I'm sorry, yes?
Yes.
Well, Sushen was saying that everybody, when one is devotee, is looking the family, is a Krishna servant, my son, like that. But yes, most of the people, 99%, don't look that way, unfortunately.
Yes.
That's why there are problems.
Yeah, so our process is that whatever we are doing, whatever service, you know, your family. I remember once Prabhupada told one Mataji, she was asking Prabhupada, what is my service? And she had a small child. She says, it's very difficult for me to do any service because I have this child. What can I do that, you know, that I can do something for you and still raise this child? And Prabhupada told her, your service is to raise that child in Krishna consciousness.
Hare Krishna.
Jai Prabhupada.
So that we have to understand that whatever we are doing, our whole purpose is just to remember Krishna even in all those activities. So what does that mean? That you chant Hare Krishna. You offer your foodstuffs to the Lord. You try to teach your children and your wife about Krishna consciousness, and you try to tell your friends, explain them about Krishna consciousness. In this way, your consciousness is always absorbed in thinking of Krishna while you're engaged in your activities. how to dovetail all your activities in the service of Krishna and the remembrance of Krishna. That is what you have to learn how to do.
Yes.
Not that you forget Krishna by absorbing yourself in so many mundane activities, but that you dovetail those activities so that you're always remembering Krishna in the process of carrying out those duties. We don't tell anyone to give up your duties, but learn how to add. Don't subtract. We're going to just add Krishna to them. Yes. And everyone has time to think of Krishna in their activities. And if we don't do that, we'll find ourselves becoming more entangled in the material things and more unhappy by that entanglement. And if we remember Krishna, if we add Krishna, we'll find all of our activities in our whole life becoming auspicious.
Yes.
That you try. This is a scientific test. We are challenging people. You make this test. You chant Hare Krishna. You add Krishna to your life and see if your life does not become more auspicious and more happy without giving up anything. Huh? Yes. Very simple. Not simple, maybe a little difficult at first, yes. But when we begin to get the taste,
yes,
of what Krishna consciousness is,
yes,
then we will see nothing will be lost. Rather, everything will be enhanced and the real joy of our activities will come manifest to us.
Even
so don't
Maharaj,
leave out
that,
Krishna. This is the only thing. What's that?
Yeah. That I'm doing for lots of years. So actually, I got confused at this point, just because of the two type of world service, and another is like full knowledge. And then like full knowledge is something I work as a rishi and something like I attained the full knowledge of God and that. So actually, I was confused in the starting about that point. So, but now it's clear that what I was doing till now, and in my subconscious state, I am always aware about this fact that I'm a very spiritual person.
Yes.
My genes, I mean, my family, my parents, and they are.
Yes.
So
yes.
I was thinking that whether that is enough or do I need to go more? So that's why I was confused. But now I think I'm more clear about it.
Yes,
so
yes.
In
Vedic system, you know, Varnashram Dharma, it is told that if you want to become a sannyasi in the end of life, you can do that.
Yes.
But at first you have to have your family, raise your children, things like that. Then that's called Grihastha Ashram.
Yes.
And later on in life, when the children are older and things like that, then you can take Vanaprast.
Yes.
That means you go traveling to the different holy places,
yes,
and live in a very simple way. And then ultimately after that, sannyas is also possible, where you go and preach actively.
Yes.
As a teacher, a rishi, whatever you want to say. But there's a gradual process.
Yes.
It's not something you can do all at once. But we should remember that the whole purpose of our life is not to really remain engaged in all kinds of duties of this world.
Yes.
But our ultimate duty is to give up this world and go to
back home.
The world of back home, yes, back to Godhead.
Yes.
So that if we can keep that spirit in our life, that ultimately my destination is to go back home, back to Godhead, that will be very nice. You can live your life however you like.
Yes.
And with that mood, with that consciousness, that will be very pleasing to Krishna, and you will see you'll get all benefit in your life. And don't have to make any rapid changes. That will only disturb your mind and the minds of others. Yes?
Maharaj, actually, our Bhagavatam, one sloka says that, you know, like Prabhupada was writing, we can engage all our qualities in the glorification of Krishna. Like Valmiki was a great poet. So he engaged talent in glorifying Lord Ram and Lord's devotees. So like Vyasadeva, his incarnation of Lord, and he engaged all his knowledge in glorifying Lord. He blessed us with Bhagavatam. So like that, the saintly personalities, whatever they have, they engage that in the glorification of Lord. So if we can learn that from the saintly personalities in their association, then we will be really happy. Because the glory, if we can constantly glorify Krishna, then we can be happy eternally.
Yes.
Yeah, this is the important point of Bhagavad Gita, that he's saying, Ramanti cha, Muyanti cha, and that all the devotees' business is to, that we are doing now, we are talking about Krishna Katha.
Yes.
So this is the real meaning of knowledge, to engage this, all these talents, what Sushen was saying, and all, whatever abilities we have by guna and karma, we should transfer to Krishna consciousness, and we should chain between ourselves. That way we are calling Prabhu each other, Everybody has Krishna in the heart. So we can enlighten each other according to our realization. Yes. And it is the business of devotees. That's why we need to be in satsanga all the time, reading Bhagavatam like that. This is the high place of devotees. They live simple, yes, but they are always relishing inside, you know, Krishna Katha, and transfer all abilities in the service of Krishna and Guru. That's the key point, you know, Krishna consciousness.
Like this computer we are using for Krishna service. So this intelligence is engaged in the service of Krishna. So our Vivek Prabhu is also from like computer science background. So he can also, in that way, you know, he can engage in services in like by you know, association of devotees. You can learn to whatever you have, you can engage in service of Krishna. But you are listening, that is also service. You are listening now, that is also service. You are asking questions, that is also
service. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Even I have started Shaman a group. Yes. I have started a group with the name of Mixed Thoughts. So I have engaged in that group. Lots of my friends and whomsoever,
yes,
I know.
Yes.
So in that, till now it's in the starting phase only. But
yes,
my motto of that is that to be on the people. I'm right now moving towards one side. I mean, believing in God.
Yes.
But lots of my friends are there who are there that who believe sometimes when they are in trouble, but some maximum time they don't believe. So I was also in that state, but I want them to be like a bit more clear about this fact. So just now, I mean, recently I had started a group for that purpose. So I think that may help people, at least whom I am in touch with.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, actually our...
Let the mercy of Shusham Prabhu.
No, no. Our Vivek Prabhu is software engineer here in Samsung.
So that's true. We are all scientists. See, we're all scientists here. And Prabhupada told us that, okay, you're a scientist, very good. Now you use that knowledge,
yes,
in the service of Krishna. Just like it says, he always used to quote this verse from Bhagavatam to us.
Yes.
Idam hi pum shash tapasa. Shrishtashiva, Shrishtashya Shuktashya, Chaburi Datayo, Avachutorta, Kavibir Nirupito, Yarutamashloka Gunan. That all your activities of tapasya,
yes,
of study of the Vedas, of sacrifice, all those activities that you may be doing in your life,
yes,
they are all meant for glorification of the Lord with choice phrases. Whatever educated abilities you have for writing and speaking from your education, that they can become choice phrases for glorifying the Supreme Lord.
Yes.
And that is the perfection of all those different activities of scientific knowledge, philosophical knowledge, educated discourse.
Yes.
It's all meant for that purpose of glorifying the Lord. Huh? Okay. With all your polished knowledge, with all your polished language, you use that in the service of Krishna. That will be perfect.
Yes.
Hmm?
Okay. So, Maharaj.
Yes.
Maharaj, I apologize, everybody, and I am very happy to hear all from you. I need to.
Yes.
I'm sorry for everybody.
Yes.
I need to go to the temple.
We,
I am here in Caracas, South America.
Yes, we are ending
and,
now.
And
yeah,
I need to go because they are waiting for me. So Gaura Chandra, Shushen, and Subhendu Nayan
Patel. Dandavat,
Dandavat for everybody.
Thank you very much for your blessing.
No, you're not blessing. You have the blessing of your Guru Maharaj and also
I also need your blessing also.
I am your servant. I am servant of everybody.
Prabhu, please take care of your health. Don't neglect.
Yes, I'll be trying.
Yes.
The prayers of Vaishnavas, they are very powerful. So you are pray for that. So everything.
Our Ramsagar Prabhu also living. Our Maharaj actually he was writing me. Our Ramsagar Prabhu is actually want to introduce everyone that he is actually a chemical, like he is doing PhD here in Seoul National University.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, Ramsagar Prabhu, can you listen?
Yeah, listening.
Yes. Hare Bol, Hare Krishna Prabhu. Nice to have your association. You kindly help with Shushan Prabhu and helping with this college preaching program that we want to establish, and teaching people this, how to utilize their scientific knowledge in the glorification of the Supreme Lord. That's our whole mission. That's what we want to do. And she will show you some literatures and things like that, how we are writing about these things. And you can get from there, you can get some ideas about how you can do this type of preaching in your own circles.
Yeah,
and help the students there also to understand.
Yeah.
Maharaj, Ram Sagar Prabhu is a devotee from Lucknow. He always writes me Radhe Radhe.
Hare Krishna.
Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe.
Radhe Radhe.
Hare Krishna. Very nice, very nice, Prabhu.
He's better to Vrindavan.
Jai
Shri Radhe.
We are all Radha Bhaktas.
Yeah.
So I say goodbye to everybody, Maharaj.
Yes.
Prabhu, yes, Dhanavad.
Thank you for your mercy, Dhanavad. You know, very happy.
Thank you for your kindness.
Bhaktivedanta Institute ki jai.
Jai.
Nice satsang.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Dhanavad to everybody. Look like that Chinese lady. Hare Krishna. That Chinese lady makes our conversation.
Aji Mataji, she has some work. She left actually. She has
okay, left. So I have gone to the temple. Yes. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Dandavad to everyone.
Maharaj, so we are ending here.
I'm sorry?
We are ending here, Maharaj.
I think we should end now. It's getting late also. Yes. We have been 1 hour. Generally, you want to keep 1 hour. Yes. Because we start a little later, we went over a little bit more. But generally, we want to go from 8:30 to 9:30. That'll be nice, so everyone doesn't become tired. Also,
yes,
Maharaj.
Yes.
All right. So I'm very happy to have the chance to meet all of you, those new persons, and Gaur Chandra Prabhu. We didn't hear from you, but I hope you are hearing everything.
Yes, Maharaj.
Cool. Okay. So how is everything going there in Kharagpur?
I'm fine, Maharaj.
You're fine.
Purushottam is also good.
Yes, I heard they had a lot of rain there.
Yes, Maharaj, it's raining from 2 days.
All right. So what's happening with your service there? Is that Bhaktivedanta Institute Club being progressing?
Purushottam Prabhu and I were talking something about that actually.
Okay.
We were trying to find out something.
All right.
Okay, Maharaj.
Anything else, Suvendru Prabhu? Everything okay with you? Shuvendu?
Hotel Shuvendu?
Yes. Yes, Maharaj.
Is everything okay there with you?
Yes, Maharaj.
Yes, okay. All right, very
Hello,
nice.
Hello, Maharaj.
Yes.
Hello, Maharaj. Everyone, in general, I have to ask some question. Some are devotees, some are not so devotees, some are average, everyone is mixed. So much we can see, the degree one is committed towards spirituality, to that extent only, we can see a person will work, if you see if one is working genuinely. So how that commitment can increase in a person actually?
What is he asking?
Is very in.
Maharaj, what he is asking, as I understood, Maharaj, suppose say some devotee is, little sincere, somebody is little more.
Hello.
Yes, Gurjanda, speak.
Yes, that's my, Maharaj, everyone has a mindset. Some are very devoted, some are less devoted. So that everyone has a degree of commitment, toward a service of Guru, toward service of Krishna. So how can that commitment can increase in general, actually? Because, as today we are talking about happiness, everyone gets some happiness, but we see general people outside also, in whatever activity they will get happiness. Suppose everyone has some degree of anxiety, some problem, this or that, but whatever will make me happy, whatever will make me satisfied, I will naturally go for that thing. I can pretend to be anything actually.
That is called Sukriti. According to their Sukriti.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, Maharaj.
To where they are getting their highest pleasure,
yes,
they will go toward that.
Yes.
And who has the sukriti to have the sukriti, that means the most auspicious activity. Yes. To those who have that most auspicious activity accumulated in their life, that means activity that's in connection with the devotees of Krishna.
Yes.
Who have cultivated that kind of activity in their lives, they will have the sukriti to go on in that direction more. They will seek their pleasure, their taste in that direction. Yes. And for those who do not have that accumulation of sukriti, of good activities, of divine activities in their lives, they will be attracted to sucking the pleasures of the material, less divine
Ajahn
nature.
Hello, Ajahn Maharaj. Ajahn,
yes?
This Sukriti is different from this Sukriti. Is it different from the material pious creeds, or is it the same?
Oh, of course. See, because the material pleasure, the taste that one gets from material pleasure, is ultimately, like I said, not only limited, but it also means that it's reactionary. Huh? It will produce a reaction.
Excellent.
Because it's provincial. So what is outside that
like
province of your?
Say something.
Yes, whatever's outside the province of those of their self-interest, that will come ultimately to take its toll, take its price from them.
Yes.
That's called karma.
Yes.
But those who engage in transcendental service of the Lord, they are free from karma.
Yes. Yes. Dibyo.
What is that? Yes, they're free from all pop.
Yes.
Moksha Shami Mahasucha.
Yes.
Then he gets liberation from this action and reaction.
Suna Maharaj, he killed. Still, that becomes a great action.
Yes, yes.
That there's no reaction.
It is done out of the mood of service, out of the mood of surrender.
Yes.
That will be free us from all karmic reaction.
Yes.
The non-reactionary existence is to live your life in the service of the Lord, sacrificing yourself for His pleasure. People may think, "Oh, sacrifice! I can't sacrifice. I want to enjoy. What is this sacrifice you're telling me to do?" Right. That sacrifice means I'm not going to be happy. No. By sacrificing, you'll become happy.
Yes.
Many people in this world also, they can experience that.
Yes.
That by serving others, they become happy.
Yes. Yes.
People feel like that also. That's why there are so many people in the government and other services. If they are doing that for the purpose of serving the people, they are satisfied in that activity.
Maharaj, you are telling
that. If they're doing it for some power or for some corrupt means, then they will be always worried about something happening to them.
Yes. Maharaj,
who engaged in service like that Mother Teresa, she was also engaged in serving so many people,
yes,
the poor and the homeless and whatever the sick. But she went, you can't do that unless she was experiencing something.
Yes.
She was experiencing some type of happiness.
Yes.
So we know that it's possible. That by sacrificing yourself, some pleasure can come.
Yes.
Some happiness can come. Intangible kind of happiness comes from that. And so the highest service, that complete surrender and dedication to Krishna, that will produce the highest pleasure.
Yes. Maharaj,
that we see also in the lives of the devotees.
Yes.
The great devotees, they're so blissful in their lives. Despite giving everything up for Krishna, they have the most blissful existence that is full of knowledge.
Yes, yes, Maharaj.
Full of knowledge and beauty.
Yes.
Right? We can see from their lives itself. These are not just fairy tales. These people actually lived.
Yes.
Yes, Maharaj.
And from their lives we can understand that this life of sacrifice does give some enjoyment, does give some knowledge. It's not just a fairy tale.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What's that, Prabhu?
Maharaj,
anyone else?
Yes, Maharaj, you are telling actually like our real nature is that Jiva Swarup hai Krishna Nitya Das. So our real Swarup is like we are servants of Krishna. So actually our nature is we are servants. So if we don't serve Krishna, then definitely we will serve so many other, you know, like other persons. Like Prabhupada says, if one doesn't serve Krishna, then ultimately he becomes servant of dog. So like, so in that way, actually, our nature is that we are servant. But actually when we forget that and we try to act like, you know, like master, then we are unhappy, Maharaj.
That's it?
Yes.
How can we be happy doing what is not natural for us?
Yes.
If the human being had to live in the water, in the ocean,
he
would be unhappy.
Yes.
Because it is not his natural position to live in the water.
Yes.
If the fish had to live on the land, he would be very unhappy.
Yes.
But in the same way, we are unhappy here because we are meant to live.
Yes.
But we are dying, so we're in the ocean of death.
Yes.
Mrityulok.
Yes.
We are in the ocean of death, but we are wanting to live.
Yes.
So our real home is not here either. Our real home is in the Paravyom, huh?
Yes.
The spiritual world.
Yes.
and where that and where everyone is serving Krishna, the whole environment is serving Krishna, and everything is meant for his enjoyment. And we will find if we can move into that region, we will also find our happiness,
yes,
full satisfaction in life. And you know, that is our Krishna consciousness, and we have to present that to people in a very, you know, scientific way also, because simply speaking like that, people may not understand, they may, yes, not appreciate. So we have to explain somehow,
yes,
how to understand those things, and we have to understand ourselves,
yes,
because it's only by that, our conception,
yes,
by increasing our conception,
yes,
that we can actually make take a stand, actually,
yes,
move our position from the stand of this material world to that world.
Yes.
The material condition of life, this material conception of life, is only a conception,
yes,
a misconception,
yes,
of what a real position is. So we have to study very deeply,
yes,
analyze very deeply, think about very deeply, meditate very deeply on all these things.
Yes.
And we are given help by the Vedas and the scriptures and the sadhu and guru. We are given help by them how to make that adjustment of our conception. And if we chant the mantras, read the books, do the sadhana,
yes,
like that, these are all helps, assistance, aids,
yes,
to bring us to that world,
yes,
of reality, of true existence.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Okay, Maharaj, I think we can.
Jai Hari Bol, Dandavat.
Hare Krishna, Dandavat Maharaj.
Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Dandavat.
Jai Hare Krishna.
Dandavat.
Dandavat
Maharaj.
Hare Krishna, Dandavat all Prabhujis, Gorchanda Prabhu, Subhendu Prabhu, and Dev Prabhu, Hare Krishna.
Oh,
I'm ending call, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Jai, Hare Krishna. Hare.